Call of Duty Legend, this was our NDWL Addictive Productor, Tahir Mohammed, Date of Service, January 23rd, 2013, patient name, Benetta Barrett, Benita, space, Barrett, Date of Birth, 02071982, primary care physician, Dr. Lauda, please come in from page 1 of January 18, 2012, at 13, penis program, congratulations on this program, follow-up program, because we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Barrett in our current day as a very pleasant 30-year-old African American lady with pancreatic significant potential lipidemia, obesity, history of peripartum cardiomyopathy with a ejection fraction of 20-25%. PhD is in our country today for a follow-up visit. Penis program for David stated that she used it all well. The patient was in our clinic in January 18, 2013 because of complaints of chest pains and shortness of breath. She was off the medication when she was seen, and she has been prescribed lisinopril and Coreg that was started immediately. She stated that she started taking the medication right away and she is compliant till this date. However, she has been experiencing worsening symptoms of chest pain and shortness of breath upon exertion. She was walking yesterday and she stated that she cannot walk more than 10 steps at a time. She's orthopneic. She uses 3 pillows beneath her head. She, however, denies her lower extremity edema. Period. She denies in palpitation dizziness, pericardial attacks. Period. Next. Period. The patient is scheduled for left heart position on January 30, 2013. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical number 1, hypertension. Next number 1, hypertension. Next number, peripartum cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 20-25%. Period. Next paragraph. Please copy past surgical history, obstetric history, and social history from page 2 of January 18, 2012. Period. Next paragraph. Cut medication number 1. Lisinopril 10 mg PO once a day. Next number. Coreg 6.25 mg twice a day. Next number. Lasix 40 mg twice a day was added to today's visit. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination of ultrasound. Blood pressure deficit was 157 over 109. Pulse 73 beats per minute. Weight is 241 pounds. Size 5 feet. Range is BMI 42.7. Please cover the long term physical examination. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test. Please copy all the diagnostic tests from page 2 and 3 of January 18, 2013. Period. Next paragraph. Smell plan number 1. Peripartum cardiomyopathy. The patient is no case of peripartum cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction of 20-25%. Period. The patient has been in our clinic today on the 18th of January, complaining of worsening chest pains and shortness of breath, most likely due to non-compliance. She was given lisinopril and Coreg prescription, and she has been compliant ever since. However, the patient reported worsening symptoms over the last 2 days. In spite of being on the medication, the patient is scheduled for left heart catheterization to be done on January 30, 2013 for better delineation of the coronary anatomy and to exclude any coronary disease. On the day, we recommended to schedule the patient for left heart catheterization to be done tomorrow. In the meanwhile, we have prescribed Lasix 40 mg to be given twice a day, and we instructed the patient to abstain from salt and to restrict her fluid intake. Period. We'll see you back in the clinic 1 month after her procedure. Period. Next paragraph. Hypertension. On David's blood pressure was 157 over 109, which is elevated. Recommend the patient to adhere to a strict low salt, low fat diet. Continue the same medication regimen at the time being. We'll continue to monitor. Period. Next paragraph. Hyperlipidemia. The patient is to follow up with a primary care physician for lipid profile testing and frequent LFTs. Period. Next paragraph. Coronary disease screening. The patient has a known case of congestive heart failure with new worsening symptoms. She never underwent left heart catheterization. Stress test was done and was abnormal. 2D echocardiogram showed ejection fraction of 20-25%. Period. On the day of the patient has been rescheduled for left heart catheterization to be done tomorrow. In the meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. We'll continue to monitor. Penis progathic commercial loss has been the care of Ms. Barrett. A friend of mine has referred her to call. Any questions, concerns, or table back in the clinic. 1 month after she's developed a problem, condition for delivery, this program, the commercial is 11, the HMD, special 11, DWL, medical student, for Dr. Tahir Mohammed, all his post certificates.